Yeah, g'day, mate. You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
Today I am joined on the line with Emilia Grinnell. How's it going?
Good evening. Good. Just looking out at the beautiful mountains across from Sherwood and Queenstown.
Oh, very
snow
nice.
Snow on them.
Oh, yeah, it's getting cold down here. Got a real cold snap very quickly.
Yes.
Anyway, so, Emilia, you released your newest album, The Ghost in You, not too long ago now, earlier in March, and have announced a nationwide tour. Congrats on all of this. I must say I absolutely love the album. It is such a gorgeous piece of work. How has the response been on the album so far?
Yeah, good. It's really nice having a little break of time between releasing the album and then going on the tour. So had really beautiful messages from people who have listened to it and been, I love this piece, or I love that part, or I love how the strings are coming in there. Or so there's been this kind of nice feedback before going on the road, which has been cool.
And then
just really exciting to finally get out on the road now and tour and perform the songs, which is great.
Yeah, very exciting. And now for some background for the listeners, do you want to tell us a little bit about the album and the inspirations as a whole?
Yes, so it's been nearly 10 years between recording my last album and then releasing this one as well.
Wow.
So it's been a long time coming, and I started recording the year of the lockdowns, and I think throughout that year of lockdowns I wrote a bunch of songs that I just really wanted to kind of see what they would be like recorded, and I kind of had quite a few. And then as the months went on and we went into 2021, I decided, oh, I don't really like that one anymore, or I just didn't want it on the album. I liked it, but it just wasn't fishing. So then I wrote a bunch more, which was kind of cool to kind of spend a bit more time bringing some newer songs in there as well.
Yeah.
And the album name, The Winter Light, is one of the tracks on there, and it's just a song that I wrote in 2020, kind of in and out of lockdowns, and about four of us good friends living in different places and all just kind of needing to check in on each other to see how everyone's doing and what they're up to, and all of us going through little different hard times. And yeah, I guess it's kind of a reflection of friendship and support.
Yeah, nice.
And there's lots of different songs on there. There's one obviously about me and my daughter. It's called Mother Daughter.
Aww.
And she sings on that. My daughter Sienna sings on that with me, and good friend Holly Arrowsmith sings on that song with me, as well as A Hollow Tree, which is another song.
Yeah, nice.
So there's a big mix of different beautiful musicians from around New Zealand performing on the album as well, and we took our time making it. It's been 3.5 years since we started, so it's
wow.
Awesome to finally release it.
Yeah, definitely. And I know you released your first album in 2011, and obviously this one's been in the works for a while now. How would you say your music and writing process has kind of developed over the years?
I think it's become a bit more inward, if that makes sense. Like, just a bit more quieter and reflective.
Yeah.
And inward. Just, yeah, not so much outward. I'm not even know if that's making sense. My tired tour brain, not. But yeah, I mean, I sometimes songs just, they come out, you don't really even know where they're coming from, or other times you sit down specifically to write about something you're feeling, but you never really know what's happening. It's quite a magical process, really.
Yeah, nice. And for the album release, you've, as we mentioned, announced the nationwide tour, and you've played a show already, and you've got one tonight, is it, in Queenstown?
Yes, yep, we're just about to go over and set up to, well, we've already set up, but set up all the merch and stuff, and then tomorrow we'll hit the road to Dunedin.
Yes,
and can't wait to be back in Dunedin. at Maggie's, which is our favourite venue.
Yes, such a gorgeous place. How are you feeling for your Dunedin show?
Good. I always love performing there. And I like Maggie's because it's the kind of that, I like that kind of not a big bar space. It's more of like a lovely little cafe where you're sitting on chairs, and it's kind of similar to a house concert, but it's in a cute little cafe. Yeah. I don't know. I just love it.
No, it's
really
such
nice.
A nice intimate kind of venue for gigs, and I feel like your music is at Maggie's is just going to be such a beautiful space to hear it live. And so it's very exciting to come down to Dunedin and play at Maggie's. And then after that, you've got some shows in Wellington, Auckland and Christchurch, which is very exciting.
Yeah, they're all quite different as well. The Wellington ones will be these tiny little ones in this little cocktail bar. That's why we're doing two, because you can only fit a certain amount of people in there.
Yeah.
And then Sunday night, Auckland's at a place called Freedom Argolis, which is another little bar as well, which is really sweet. And then Christchurch is the full band. We'll be performing at Space Academy there, which will be fun.
That's very cool. And so obviously you've released your album, you've got this tour happening. What's coming up next?
There's something I've got I've got something planned, but it's top secret.
Oh.
It's a little bit different, but come springtime there'll be something in the works, so I'll be in touch when I've got my first information of that.
Yeah, for sure. Very exciting.
Yeah.
Thanks so much for coming on the show and having a chat.
That's
very excited to have you play in Dunedin at Maggie's. And I believe there's still some tickets available on Under the Radar for that show.
Yes. Yep. Come one, come all.
Yes. Get a ticket. Beautiful venue and some gorgeous music. And who was else is playing tomorrow night? Have you got?
So Amy Grace, who is a really beautiful friend of mine from Christchurch, and also Ryan Fisherman, who I made the album with. So we perform all together, and Amy's opening the show as well. So it's a really nice little tour team. Really
wonderful.
Lovely to be on the road with them. We're lucky.
Yeah. Well, thanks so much for coming and having a chat on air with me today. Definitely go check out your latest album. And for everyone in Dunedin who has got no plans tomorrow night, there you go. Amidia Grinnell at Maggie's.
Awesome. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Here is Romeo from Amidia Grinnell on Radio 1 91 FM.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.